Morning Ireland, 7:30, and we'll come to the news headlines in a moment. But first, we're going to talk to the Financial Times political editor, George Parker, about the once mighty Conservative Party, now a much reduced opposition after they were roundly defeated by Labour in the July election. They're meeting this weekend in Birmingham for their annual conference. And George, it appears to be a conference where, with no leader speech and no successor to Rishi Sunak, it's a party in search of a purpose as well as a leader.
Yeah, it's a very unusual party conference. They're going to spend 4 days, as you say, sort of reflecting on the ashes of this election disaster on July the 4th, where they were reduced to a rump of 120-odd MPs. As you say, Rishi Sunak is on his way out. A new leader will be elected on November the 2nd. And in the meantime, they've got 4 days to fill. And what we're going to see is sort of beauty parade of the four, if that's the right phrase to use in this context, of four contenders to become the Tory leader. But the conference will be not just, as you say, about who they choose, but where the party goes in future.
Do they go down the Farage direction? Do they go back to the centre? Is that the choice?
Yeah, put crudely, it's a problem that faces lots of centre-right parties in the world at the moment. Do you try to block off the populist right by adopting ever tougher policies on migration, for example, which is the prescription of people like Robert Jenrick, who's the front-runner at the moment in the contest to succeed Rishi Sunak? Or do you tap to the centre, recognise that all elections generally are won in the centre? And there's no way you can actually out-Farage Nigel Farage. And that's more the prospectus of people like James Cleverly, who's running from the centre, the sort of more one nation Tory, if you like.
And I wonder how much the ghost of Boris Johnson will be hanging over this meeting in Birmingham, George, with his memoir being serialised in the Daily Mail. Apparently today they're saying he delivered Brexit, but he couldn't stop Mexit by giving Harry a pep talk to persuade him not to leave.
The thing about Boris Johnson is whatever he says is gold dust for the media, particularly for papers like the Daily Mail, as you say, that are serialising the memoirs, but other papers as well. He's a much bigger figure than any of the people running to succeed Rishi Sunak. He's a household name. He will dominate it. Liz Truss will also be at the a physical presence at the Birmingham conference. She's attending there, no doubt, urging the party to go off to, to go off to the right as well. So lots of previous leaders knocking around in the Conservative Party. Of course, the real problem, of course, is for the next leader to try to find a way out of this morass.
OK, well, thank you for filling us in on that. That's political editor with the Financial Times, George Parker.